Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverine's Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverine's Freedom Radio.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican. A true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com. Paid for by Students for Bodoni and sponsored by Wolverine's Freedom Radio.
My name is Karen Bodoni and I approve this message.
Ohio right now.
Oh, are you? So, I tell you, brother, I don't know what to think at this moment with everything going on. It's just like, what's next? You know?
I have no idea.
I know. Well, after watching that IRS training, I was dying laughing. I mean, everybody on Twitter was dying laughing as well. You know?
Well, I can tell you what, all that impresses me to be is that's just going to be an excuse. When one of them gets their goddamn fucking head blown off, they're going to really start pushing for the gun control.
Well, that's what everybody is saying as well, too. And it's like, you know, they're doing everything to me, Burger. We said this many times. They're going to do what they can, even destroy us if they have to keep that power. And they're showing.
Well,
they're showing.
I mean, all this is, you can clearly see. I mean, what's the deal with the guy in the wheelchair? You know, how is he going to get the door in?
That's what everybody was laughing about. That's what everyone is laughing about. You know, it's like, he'd beat him. He'd be an easy target. You know?
I mean, all this is to me, I mean, it looks like a bunch of reject from police academies, mall cops, and TSAs. You know,
right.
It's all going through this. You know, oh, I get to carry a gun. I get to kick doors in. You know, oh, it's going to be exciting. Yeah, you know, we're gonna play the FBI scene on TV and NCIS and, you know, FBI Criminal Minds and all of this.
Right.
That's all TV shows, boys and girls. That's meant for entertainment. You know,
yep.
This is not Call of Duty. You know, you get shot and you get killed, you can't hit the restart button.
And what he looking at these agents, he tells them they're liberals. They're all liberals. And you can tell that they have no common sense. You know, this training, I mean, it's going to be a bug now.
Let me tell you something. Years ago, there was this guy in Louisiana. His name was Mark Essex. Okay, he was in the United States Navy. He came home to Louisiana, to New Orleans, Louisiana, disgruntled, bitter, just hating everything with the civil rights movement and all, and the New Orleans Police Department and everything. So he went to the store, he went to a hardware store, and he bought him a Remington Bolt Action 458 Magnum, which is basically a shoulder-operated hand cannon.
Right.
And he climbed to the top of the Howard Johnson's motel in New Orleans, Louisiana, and he got to shooting. But before he did that, he took those little string pop firecrackers that the kids buy. They pull the string on each side and it pops.
Yeah.
And he rigged this thing to packs of Black Cat fireworks to where when they opened the doors up or kicked the doors in, the strings would pull, the thing would pop, it'd ignite the other firecrackers and it'd go off, pop, 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 pop.
Right.
Well, when the police went up there to try to get him, and he had these things rigged to the doors, and they went off, well, they was on the opposite sides, and they got to shooting, just shooting out of panic, and the damn New Orleans police shot each other.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story. I remember that story.
And it wasn't once, it was several times that it happened. Several times police officers got hit by friendly fire before they got him. They eventually had to call in a helicopter from Belle Chasse Naval Station, and a Marine in the helicopter on an M60 machine gun finally shot him off the roof of the Howard Johnson's motel. But these police officers were completely unprepared for this. They were untrained for this. This was completely out of their territory. And this is the same thing. This is the same
thing. And here's the thing, Virgil. What gets me, when I went, many years ago, I was going to join the FBI many years ago. And you got to find a form that's as thick as two dictionaries. I'm not kidding you. They're that thick. How did these IRS agents get in that fast?
Well, I mean, right now, the military is depleting itself so rapidly that now they're taking people without even a high school diploma.
Yeah, I know.
They're taking recruits without high school diplomas.
I can tell you, too, that they're taking them in, even if you got a prison record, they're taking it. I can confirm that.
I mean, this administration is just bizarro.
It's Twilight Zone, man.
It's Twilight Zone.
Oh, it's worse than that. I mean, in fact, I was just saying, like I said, even my sister, the FBI tried to recruit her. But like I said, it's like two big old dictionaries of paperwork. And they got to know everything. And it takes a long time for you to get that clearance. It took me a long time to get my level one clearance. It took me almost a year, and everything. But shit, man, that shit they put you through. And I'm just like fabricated how fast they got those agents. That's what fabricated.
Well, these are just people that they're going to hand a piece of paper to with an address on it and a name. And then send them out, and they're going to walk up and, with their little government issue built by the lowest bidder, Kevlar vest, and their little 9mm pop Glock guns, and they think they're going to just knock on somebody's door, and they're going to go to shaking in their boots. But in some cases, that'll be true. But in a few cases, they're gonna get a rude awakening.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, in fact, me and Carl Lee talked about earlier. It's gonna be such a bloodbath. I mean,
I talked to my sheriff. I talked to my parish sheriff, and in Louisiana, we got parishes. We don't have counties. Well, I talked to the parish sheriff, and I told him about this, and I said, Brett, if they come to my house, well, it ain't a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I said, when they come to my house, don't involve none of your people in this. I don't want to see any of them getting hurt. Don't involve none of them in this.
Right.
I said, because they come to my house, I'm not going to say a goddamn word. When I see IRS, a federal agent, across their chest or their back, I'm not going to say a fucking word. I'm just going to start shooting.
Right.
Because why waste time talking?
Exactly. Well, what they're going to come there for anyway. I talked to a friend of mine today. Sheriff James, Sheriff Berlin Neal, we were talking about that too. And everything. He said, "What you don't even if they don't have a warrant, you don't have to." You know, you have to let them on.
Well, it's not that they're going to have a warrant or not. You see, they cannot have a warrant, but still beat down your door. But if they got a warrant made up when you go to court or whenever, you know, they can make up a warrant whenever they want.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're the federal government. I mean, you know, yep. they finally come up with a warrant, you know, and it was totally different than what they showed to the lawyers, to Trump's lawyers. Now they're claiming espionage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Trump is figuring, and, too, that there's a snitch among their group. I can tell you who it is. It's Lindsey Graham. I guarantee you it's Lindsey Graham. 100%.
Well,
I can guarantee you.
It may be Lindsey Graham, but it may be just a setup. You know, he had those boxes that came out of the White House and whatever. And what's to say they're not bugged? What's to say that those boxes aren't bugged? What's to say his house was not bugged the whole time?
Well, yeah, exactly. Or what if they just put the bugs in there? Why, that's why they didn't want no video cameras, you know? But why did they go through Melina's closets and stuff?
Well, you know, maybe they wanted to sniff her panties. I don't know.
You know, but I don't know, brother. I mean, as we get closer to November, we're seeing that the level of this is how cycled they really are. You know, Karen's going to call in. She's almost done with the debate, so she's going to call in here in just a little bit.
I want to ask her a question. I'm going to ask her a question, and I'm going to put her on the spot. I hate to do it, but I'm going to put her on the spot, and I'm going to ask her, when she becomes governor, is she going to sign an executive order prohibiting state and local law enforcement officers from assisting federal IRS agents in these raids?
If I know her, she probably would. I know her very well, and she'd probably say, answer yes, probably would. But we'll see when she calls in. So she's actually talking to some people now, but she said that she'll call in. But I tell you, she's actually looking pretty good, Virgil. I mean, she's at
this.
Because
I'm telling you, this is coming, and it's going to be used as a tool. You know, you don't send your best people to be expendable, and they know it's going to happen. They know it is going to happen.
Well, they're going to come after people like me and you, probably the rest of them.
It was said today. This is 100% Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
This is 100% Bernie Sanders.
I heard that same thing. I heard the same thing. And, you know, but Virgil, these guys are so crazy. It's like we said on the last show. They'd be willing to destroy the
country. They're not crazy by a long shot. They're dangerous. They're fucking dangerous. People need to quit underestimating them. They're fucking dangerous.
Oh, I know that. You know that. We warned everybody about it. They're like, still, but, you know, they call me every name in the book, but who cares? At least we know what's going on. You know, this ridiculous.
I mean, if you listen, you know, Russell doesn't think too much of her, but I like her, Tabby Gifford. I mean, Gabbard, and Gifford. Used to be Congresswoman from Hawaii. She's talking more and more conservative than a lot of conservatives are talking. She's talking more conservative than Marjorie Taylor Greene.
There's a lady running for Congress here. Her name is Alexis Martinez. She's an ex-Democrat. and she talks the same way. We're I mean, the very same thing you're describing.
She's got some issues I don't agree with, but the majority of what she's saying, you know, is totally exactly what we're saying, and she's a Democrat.
But it's like we always said, there's a few good ones, and there's a few bad ones. You know, in the bunch, you know, and it's like Karen is full conservative and everything, but they want to blow her off because she's running around Libertarian Party. But with Mark Ronchetti, who's also running, he's actually a full-blown liberal. And everybody wants to vote for him because he's a Republican. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? He's going to fuck you over. Like, he's another image of Michelle Griffin. I know this, and a lot of us know this, you know, but, and that's why they're attacking, you know, I showed you some proof earlier of some of the attacks that we're getting, and that was from a senator that Mr. Wells got. He's a senator, U.S. senator up here, attacking me. You know?
Well, thank you. They can say whatever they want about me. They can say whatever, you know, saying stuff about me and actually coming out and fucking with me are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
I don't care about. You know, what's mine is mine. Mm-hmm. I earned it. I worked for it. I paid for it legally. You know, and I'm not just going to let somebody just come in and just take my shit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If they value them, my stuff more than they value their lives, well, then that's their problem.
Oh, exactly. You know, and it's like the reinforcement doors, you know, I were talking about. I got the same door. If I paid like $400 for it, it needs to be repainted and everything. But
it's not the same door. It's not the same doors. I'm fixing to have two of them coming from my house, and I'm gonna front and back door. I'm gonna reinforce them, you know. And I've checked into these doors, and. Believe it or not, the people the way I checked it out was what doors do the drug dealers put on their houses? So
right.
these are the same doors.
Right. Well, they also use door stoppers too.
You just about got to use a stick of dynamite to get inside these doors.
Yep.
So,
exactly. Exactly. So they're hard to kick in. This one that I got is very hard. I locked myself out here not so long ago, and I was like, fuck, how am I going to get in? So I tried to kick the door in because I was like, well, might as well, I'm going to have to replace the whole thing. But I was trying to kick the door in, and I couldn't even do it. Adam couldn't even kick. He's bigger than I am. He couldn't even kick in. I had to cut a hole through the ceiling just to get in. That was the only way I could get in. you know, I had to go through the garage. So I got an escape route just in case. But I tell you, brother, I don't know, man. I mean, I just literally dumbfounded on me with this whole thing. And now they're claiming that, you know, this inflation is going down, which is kind of true because I was at Walmart. We were at Walmart earlier, and all the prices have come down, and they're saying they're getting the regular load. The trucks are starting to come in regularly now, and they have sales on the liquor, right? Well, they sold out on the liquor, brother. Even Trish went out. She bought about $50 worth of liquor.
Wow.
That's sold out.
Well, you know, coming down, you know, pennies when it went up dollars, you know, that's not good. That's, you know, gas still $3.55 a gallon, you know, before this asshole got in office, some places we were paying under $2 a gallon. You know, $1.65, you know, $1.25 in some places. But $3.55, and you know,
that's $3.35 a gallon up here.
Yeah. But I don't know. Hopefully Russell didn't fall asleep.
I'm fixing to call it early. I'm fixing to take me a nap because I got about 200 more miles to go before I'm at to unload, and I'm gonna try to get there and get home by Sunday.
Karen's trying to call in, but where she's at, the signal's like real bad, so up there in dimming and everything. So maybe we can get her on her Monday and we can talk to her. So.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah, man. I don't know, brother. I mean, we've called the shots on this, and we're seeing it play out, you know, and everything. And I told everybody
they're in an uproar right now. They're in an uproar right now, and I told everybody, you know, there wasn't going to be any uproar till people were threatened with losing their stuff. When they were threatened with losing their homes, their cars, their boats, their 4x4s, their side-by-side, their motorcycles, and everything else.
Man, what do you think the IRS is going to take? Their homes, their motorcycles, their bank accounts?
Well, they're going to put liens. They're going to put liens on the homes. They're going to seize bank accounts. They're going to seize 401k accounts. They're gonna make you exempt from Social Security payments when all the money you paid into it, and they're gonna take your stuff. They're gonna take your stuff.
Yep. And you know, I don't know. Like I said, I still don't see an election coming. I still don't see it.
It's going to be iffy. It's going to be a crapshoot, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a crapshoot.
The other subject I want to touch is that, you know, the CDC came out and actually admitted everything that we talked about. They came out and said they were wrong. They admitted they were wrong about the COVID-19 and everything. And it came out and said that the CDC needs overhaul. It's like, what the fuck? A lot of people died because of this.
You know,
what the fuck?
Well, basically, it's jumping ship. It's jumping ship. You know, they're selling Biden out, but it's too late for that. It's too late to sell him out. You know, the damage is already done.
Oh, yeah. Well, I say start suing, man. Lawsuits. That's all I can say.
You know.
But they're not going to be criminally charged, I can guarantee, because, you know, the corrupt ain't going to protect the corrupt. They're not going to arrest them. You know. So, if they go down, they go down. Yeah.
Well, nobody's going to be arrested, and even if they are arrested and they go to court and they plead guilty, Biden's going to pull out the magic pen. He's going to pull out the magic pen, the magic paper, and he's going to pardon them.
Exactly. But we'll have to see what's going to happen with, you know, with Trump and the FBI and everything. We're going to see what's going to come out with that. And everything, you know, so we'll see. So if he set him up, good.
Well, I don't think he set him up.
Uh-huh.
I think they tried to set him up, but it's backfiring all the way. It's backfiring all from coast to coast, all over the country, all over the world. You know, people are just saying, you know, are you people fucking nuts? What are y'all doing? What were y'all thinking?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Karen's probably not going to be able to make it because she hasn't texted me. So, but if you want, we go ahead and close the show early, brother, and everything. We'll just come back on Monday.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. I apologize to everybody. You know, I'm just kind of beat right now. And I just need to take me a little power nap and get this down the road. We're having a real bad shortage on trucks right now. We've got a bunch of trucks that are broke down, and we've only got about five trucks running, and we've got a lot of loads to run. So
we've
got to get it off our back and get
right. But I tell you what, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll come back on Monday, and hopefully we'll have everybody on Monday and everything. But, Brighton, thank you for coming on and listening to us and everything. So we just lost Virgil. So. But anyways, we'll go ahead and close the show a little bit early. Thank you for joining us, and we will be back Monday for a full 2-hour show. So tune in, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.